True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. You're on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got a lot to get to. It's 1 p.m. here on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Ben Standig with a great article over the weekend. Commander's rookie camp brings ties to Washington's past and future together. And he talked about safety Gabe Taylor, the younger brother of Sean Taylor, trying to make the most of his opportunity at rookie minicamp. And it's a terrific story, not just because Sean Taylor's unfortunate passing, but because Gabe is a 23-year-old safety who kind of earned his opportunity to get this invitation. He was a multi-year starter at Rice and turned heads for the Owls at their pro day, running a 4.38 40-yard dash, a 4.3 40, basically. He's fast. He can get all around the field. He is a little bit undersized, and that's probably why there wasn't as much hype on him coming out of college, but he's getting an opportunity here with the Burgundy and Gold, and it's crazy. He was only 6 years old when Sean Taylor passed away, and he's held his brother's memory close to him growing up, and he talked to reporters about how much it has meant to him to be there at the Commander's rookie minicamp. He said, quote, "I had to take a moment to take a deep breath when asked about going to training camp for the Commanders." He said, "I looked at the helmet. It's been the Washington Redskins, the Commanders, all my life. I could have went somewhere else, but I chose here for a reason." And he's part of the 39-player rookie camp that includes 21 tryout players. So here is the dates for the Commanders here. So we had rookie minicamp May 8th to 11th this past weekend. Phase 1 will next be April 22nd to 25th. We did that. And then April 28th to May 1st. So we've gone through Phase 1 here, and we've started Phase 2. The next step will be May 12th to 15th, and then May 19th to 22nd. Phase 3, May 22nd to 30th. And then June 2nd to June 6th, minicamp, official minicamp is June 10th to June 12th. And then we get to, of course, training camp later. So in terms of phase three, that is OTAs. It is no live contact is permitted, but it is 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 drills. Now, let's get to the topic that is most interesting to me today. And I talked about this on Saturday. I think Adam Peters has done his job. I think he's done his job improving the roster and helping Jaden Daniels with the additions of Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel, right? He gave Cliff Kingsbury a first-round pick, boom, a left tackle. He gave Joey Jr. a second-round pick, boom, a starting cornerback. I like the work he did in the draft. I like the work he did in free agency and the trades. He's not done yet. There's one more major move that Adam Peters needs to do, and that is to sign an edge rusher. And the latest report today is that Trey Hendrickson is still unhappy with the Cincinnati Bengals. It is the story that will not die. Adam Schefter with the report today. Trey Hendrickson, statement to ESPN, quote, "No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating." This is from Trey Hendrickson. "I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution to this situation, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals." Doesn't feel like Trey Hendrickson is going to play for the Cincinnati Bengals this upcoming season. He's an option. Za'Darius Smith is an option. Former edge rusher Preston Smith is an option. Star edge rusher, probably too expensive, but Von Miller is an option. The player I have circled in the last few days is former Carolina Panther, former Baltimore Raven, former Houston Texan, former South Carolina Gamecock, Jadeveon Clowney. I want Jadeveon Clowney to Washington. Jadeveon Clowney has averaged in his career about 5.5 to 6 sacks per game. The problem for Jadeveon Clowney in my mind is he was such a star in college that his price tag has been too high in the National Football League, and that's forced him to bounce from team to team to team after he left the Texans and went to free agency. Free agency, signs with the Seahawks. All right, 3 sacks. Next year, he signs with the Titans, has an injury, no sacks. The following year, he signs with the Browns, 9 sacks. All right, nearly a career high. 2 years later, he signs with the Ravens, 9.5 sacks. This past season, 1 year with the Panthers, 5.5 sacks. The Panthers cut him because he was making nearly $20 million a year. He's too expensive because he doesn't pop off every year. He's inconsistent. There's one team in the National Football League that can afford to overpay an edge rusher right now. To me, that's the Washington Commanders. I think Jadeveon Clowney is a guy that if you got him in the right situation with the right coaching staff that believes in him and the right players behind him and in front of him and next to him, he could have 10-plus sacks. I think Jadeveon Clowney's better than Dante Fowler Jr., and I think most NFL insiders would agree. You know, the tape is the tape. The film is the film. The stats are the stats. He's better than Dante Fowler Jr., who played 1 year here in Washington and had the double-digit sacks. Now, he was not good at stopping the run, and so they shipped him out, and they let him go get paid to go to Dallas. It's clear Washington still needs another edge rusher. I've got Jadeveon Clowney near the top of my list. Now, Trey Hendrickson says, "I don't care about your 9.5 sack season. I had 17.5, and obviously he's the better player. But this situation in Cincinnati is not resolved. He would cost even more money than Clowney. But Clowney is shooting to the top of the list for me as a guy that just recently got released by the Panthers, has already been reported. The Eagles are interested. God, don't let that happen. The Ravens are interested, and the Patriots are interested. Washington needs to be added to that list because we are still desperate for an edge rusher." I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The other big story from the National Football League in the last week has been another trade that has strengthened the wide receiver core inside of the NFC East. The beasts of the East and the wide receiver room got even better with George Pickens going to the Dallas Cowboys. And now you're looking at an NFC East that features star power at the wide receiver position for every single team. And it's definitely going to be interesting. And it definitely makes me more excited that we drafted Trey Amos, because now we got to go up against CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Or we got to go up against Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton. Or we got to go up against Super Bowl champions A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, Washington saw this coming and got ahead of it with their trade for Deebo Samuel. So I do think that we have a formidable wide receiver, too, with Deebo Samuel. And I'm excited for Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, and the rest of the crew. But in terms of the NFC East, it just got even more difficult to stop the opposition and get them off the field. So for Washington, it's going to be even more crucial that Trey Amos is ready to roll by the start of the season. that Marshawn Lattimore gets back up to speed and that there is not a sophomore slump at all from Mikey Sainristil. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to the Commanders, the Richmond Commander here on AWOD Radio. Roster update. The Commanders did sign a tackle in Tyree Phillips. They announced that on Sunday. But really, the cool story is Gabe Taylor trying to make the most of his rookie minicamp opportunity here in Washington. And that would just be the greatest story for this fan base. I mean, if you're a Commanders fan, if you're a Redskins fan, you were probably a diehard Sean Taylor fan. And it's hard to put into words how that death affected me. I was like 13, 14 years old when it happened. I was a diehard fan. Sean Taylor was my favorite player, and it just felt like he was taken from us unfairly. And it's hard to, you know, say I've ever gotten over that. I know our secondary has never gotten over it, and it feels like we've never had anywhere near as good a safety play as when Sean Taylor was in the secondary for the Washington Commanders. But look, this kid has shown that he belongs. He's got strength. He's got quickness. Now he's a little undersized, and that's certainly been a part of it. But from all the reports, he flashed during a special teams portion of the practice, and he was able to stay on his wide receiver downfield and make some plays on the ball. So that's the exciting story of rookie minicamp. And then in terms of the rookies, I think all eyes, and we talked about this before, are on Trey Amos. Can the star corner out of Ole Miss, can he get up to speed in the National Football League and be a week one starter on the outside opposite of Marshawn Lattimore? And if that's the case, then by the movement, you will get Mikey Sainristil to the inside. And I think that's what this team wants most, is to get Mikey Sainristil into a position that he can be comfortable, he can grow, and start there for 10-plus years here in Washington. And then Amos on the other side. And we knew we needed a corner last year, and they got ahead of it with the trade for Marshawn Lattimore. Kind of looks like a swing and a miss right now, but the lucky thing is they get another opportunity because he's still under contract for another year. So Lattimore's got to prove it this year. And I think there's a chance he will. I do, because I never thought he got fully healthy at the end of last season. He probably didn't understand the schemes fully that Joe Witt was trying to run. And, oh, yeah, I mean, he came back for a couple games against some unbelievable wide receivers. He had to go up against A.J. Brown. He had to go up against CeeDee Lamb. He had to go up against Mike Evans. I mean, these are talented wide receivers, and most of the time in the National Football League, cornerbacks don't win. I'm not giving up on Lattimore yet. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m. here at Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. It's the return of Burger Night, back like it never left. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a burger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Joining us right now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Just all across the city. I was out even further west than you a little while ago at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament.
Absolutely. Anytime we get Michael Phillips on, it's time for crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not crosstalk, but it sounds like crosstalk. It's crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is crosstalk.
Commanders rookie minicamp, Gabe Taylor. One of the nice, cool stories. I think all eyes are on Trey Amos. But there's been a lot of videos of Jaden Daniels working out and throwing footballs, popping up on social media. Michael, feels like he looks bigger and stronger. Are you getting the same thing, or am I just being too much of a homer here and my guy Jaden bulking up?
He's putting in the work for sure. I love seeing him put in the work. Love seeing him grow this offseason. Can I throw in another name from rookie minicamp? Zach Ertz, not a rookie, was showing up, was working with the guys on the field. I just took that as such a cool sign, Adam. Like, he doesn't need to be there. He's an NFL vet. But he's showing up, giving the rookies his support, welcoming them into that team environment. I just thought that was really, really cool. But yeah, to the Jaden point, man, he looks good. He certainly looks like he's taking this offseason seriously, and he needs to, because they're coming for him when this season starts. He is not an underdog story anymore. He is, you know, you're seeing these rankings come out. He's what, top five quarterback in the NFL, top three quarterback in the NFL. The veterans are not going to take kindly to seeing a guy after his rookie season ranked that high. They're coming for him.
Michael, the schedule will be released on Wednesday. The question of the day on the Richmond Commander was, what do you want to see when the Commander's schedule gets revealed on Wednesday? I don't want them to go to Spain. It seems like it's the worst-kept secret. They will be going to Spain to play the Dolphins in Madrid. And the other thing I want is no more than four primetime games, and I want the damn Dallas Cowboys Week 18 Northwest Stadium with maybe everything on the line. Those are what I want to see get revealed on Wednesday.
Well, I know for a fact you're not getting held to four primetime games. I mean, everybody wants these guys, right? So you just look at, you know, everybody who's got primetime inventory to start with. NBC's going to get them once. ESPN's going to get them once. Amazon's going to get them once. You know, everybody's going to get their turn with them in primetime, and probably twice for some of them. I mean, this is a hot team, a hot, you know, young group. Jaden Daniels is a star, so I expect to see a lot of prime time, some 425s, you know, some kickoff times we aren't used to for the people who followed this team for a long time. The Spain rumor, and I talked about this on my show, it's a two-pronged rumor. The first part, that they're going to Spain to play the Dolphins. Yeah, that makes sense. The other part of it was that they're going to play them, go into the bye week, and then play the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving, coming out of the bye week. That's the part I don't buy. I don't think Dan Quinn would willingly give up the bye week just to come back and play on the short week on the road in Dallas for Thanksgiving. It feels like not an actual bye week at that point. You get back from Spain, you don't get adjusted until Tuesday. Your work week starts Thursday for the next game. That's a two-day bye. I just don't buy that. That's, if the game is on that date, I don't think they're playing Thanksgiving as well.
You know, we were just discussing that as well, and I do think that the NFL will force that week 12 to be the Commanders' bye, because, look, so you, And I think we're both agreeing that
off of Spain will be the bye. Yes, we agree on that, right? The week after Spain will be the bye.
So you just don't think Thanksgiving will be Washington at Dallas. I kind of think it will be.
I've got to dig in the archives. I don't believe a team has ever played a Thursday game off of their bye week. I don't think that's happened, like, not just to this team, but like in NFL history. I think the players union would object to that.
I see what you're saying, and you could be right. To me, this is different because it's a Thursday and a Thanksgiving, so it's not like a typical Thursday night football. So I could see that happening. I could also see it being Philadelphia at Dallas, since you get week one primetime, then you also get week 13 as well. But in terms of the primetime games for Washington, you know, Jets had 6 last year, and that was the most. Are you saying more than 6 because you're including like 4:25 games as primetime?
No, I'm not. I'm saying 6. 6 is the contractual maximum. Cowboys always get 6. One thing we've seen in recent years is they've given 5 to teams that they think might be flexed into the primetime slot, one of the final weeks of the year, to preserve that flexibility. So I think 5's probably your safest guess number. This is a deep cut, but the year RG3 blew up on the scene, they kept getting flexed. They had actually hit 6 primetime games before that finale against the Cowboys. And I don't know if you remember that, but essentially NBC had to buy the game away from Fox because the contract said they couldn't have it, even though it was winning in for the NFC East. They actually bought the game off of Fox in exchange for some like other considerations down the line. They don't want to get in that bind with a team that might, and you know, I don't think I'm breaking news to say I think the Eagles will be favored to win the division, which means these guys may be in a win-and-in position, depending on how the wild card race shakes out. So I think 5 is probably your most likely number when this thing shakes out. They got other ways to do it, too. There's that weird the Saturday around Christmas where those games don't count as primetime, even though they play them on Saturday night. Wouldn't be surprised to see them in that mix as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when it gets revealed on Wednesday. Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. J.P. Finley on his show, B. Mitch and Finley, was talking about the report that Trey Hendrickson has not been talking with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
There have been no negotiations recently. We got to keep our eye on that. We've been talking about that pretty much since Radio Row at the Super Bowl. It was, Myles Garrett first, and then all of a sudden, boom, Trey Hendrickson rumored to Washington. Michael, could I interest you in Jadeveon Clowney? To me, that's a guy in the right system with Dan Quinn could have double-digit sacks, and they could afford to pay him.
You can interest me in any of those guys, and Hendrickson, number one on that list. I mean, if they were to land him, is that potentially a 2-win swing for this team this year? I don't think it's outrageous to suggest that his impact, his ability to change a game could absolutely result in this team winning 2 additional games over the course of the year they would have lost without that presence on the defensive edge, right? I think that's the kind of swing you're talking about here. Clowney's maybe a 1-game swing guy, right? I don't turn down guys that can win football games with big plays. You bring on, you name a good edge guy who could benefit from this system and this system's ready for them, I am interested because that's certainly my one concern with this team, but it's a pretty big one right now.
Yeah, I mean, what is your overall take on the NFL player Jadeveon Clowney? We all know how great he was in college. In the NFL, he's bounced around, and to me, that's because of all the hype. He has to get overpaid, and he hasn't been worth the production of what he's being paid, but Washington could take that hit.
Is Laremy Tunsil the comp, right? Is he defensive Laremy Tunsil, right? Like a guy who, you nailed it. Big, big hype out of college, great highlight reel. And we ask ourselves, why has he been on so many teams again? That, like, something's not right here. Something's off here. That's maybe the thing that immediately comes to my mind. But I agree with you. I think there's production there. It's not, he hasn't been on any all-pro teams, I don't think. And that's obviously going to be viewed by some people as a letdown after his collegiate career. But I see production there when I watch him play.
Absolutely. And if Philadelphia is interested, AWOT is interested. You can guarantee that.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, dude.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show live and local here Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m. It's also Burger Night, back like it never left, Mondays here at Capitol Ale House, and that is from 3 p.m. to midnight. I did want to mention also our friends at Luster by Adolph, because of the sale that they had, their anniversary sale being so popular. You can visit Luster by Adolph today off of Parham Road in the Ridge Shopping Center. They have extended their anniversary sale all the way to May 17th, up to 50% off store-wide. Everything is on sale. Shop Luster by Adolph's anniversary sale. Save big, up to 50% Luster anniversary sale extended because of popular demand to May 17th. So if you haven't had a chance yet, head to Luster by Adolph today off of Parham Road in the Ridge Shopping Center and tell them AWOD sent you. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to go around the NBA, it is Justin Fensterman. What's going on, Fensty?
AWOD, great speaking with you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I made sure to flush the ice cubes down the toilet last night because as a kid, you did that when you wanted to get what you wanted, which was a snow day. Well, I want to get what I want tonight, which is the Washington Wizards winning the lottery. So I flushed the ice cubes. They've got a 14% chance of winning the lottery. What is your take on the top three prospects? You got the two Rutgers guys and Cooper Flagg. I think all three of them could be franchise changers for the Wizards.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I think really, AWOD, and we've talked about this a bunch, and this has been the mission after the Flag all year long, and I think that he would just be such a good complimentary piece, because not only kind of what you've seen with Kispert with the shooting, you get the shooting, but you also get very strong, aggressive driving ability. And also, one of the things I saw with Cooper Flagg, he picks up defenders well off the dribble, which is good when others are getting screened out, and that's something that the Washington Wizards need to start thinking about a little bit more, how to play better defense and starting to get players that can help shut down that perimeter a little bit more. And I'm not saying that Cooper Flagg defensively is a complete franchise-changing piece, but I think the combination of what he brings keeps moving this team forward. I'm excited about this team, and it's not just because I live in the D.C. area. We've talked about how great these prospects are. Adding someone like Flagg would just continue to help the growth, or rather the regrowth of this franchise from what we saw 20 years ago, 15 years ago at this point.
Justin Fensterman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. A couple of pivotal game fours tonight. Let's start with the Knicks at home, MSG taking on the Boston Celtics. You know, they did all that hard work to come from behind victories in Boston. They come back to New York and just get blown out by the Celtics. Will tonight be any different? I mean, I kind of think the Celtics are going to win here, because I think the Celtics have been the better team for like 75% of every game that's been played.
You are 1,000% right. The Knicks might as well view tonight as Game 7. They lose this game, AWOD, they're losing this series in 6. The reason you just mentioned those come-from-behind wins, it took Boston shooting 35% for both of those games for the Knicks to barely squeak by. You just saw Boston shooting 55-60% most of that game, and the Knicks continue to just not shoot well for the most part in the playoffs, outside of a few isolated games. They got outplayed in the Detroit series. They backed their way into the Boston series. And for them to go up 2-0, you couldn't think that that was going to be the end of the Celtics. They were shooting too poorly. And you saw in Game 3 just the kind of damage that Boston can do when they have their act together. And even if they shoot 45% tonight, AWOD, the Knicks are not winning that game. So the only way for the Knicks to win is they have to put up, and they have to make at least 48% of their shots while shooting over 30% from downtown. They haven't been able to beat anybody in the playoffs from three. They have to do that for this game, or else this series is going to be over.
Yeah, Fensty, that's so nice. I'm going to say it twice. It's a Game 7 for the Knicks tonight, Madison Square Garden. Would you also consider it a Game 7 for the Warriors hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, because with no Steph Curry, because again, you look at what happened in Game 1, Anthony Edwards couldn't hit a shot. I think he had one, if not 3 points at halftime. He had more rebounds at that point than he did actual points. But then you see what happens now when he's starting to shoot a little bit better, play a little bit better. And the Wolves with against the Warriors without Steph Curry are just such an advantageous team offensively that it's almost not even fair. So for all intents and purposes, for any chance that maybe Curry comes back, if you extend the series, you're right, Awad. This is another big pressure moment for the Warriors. And playoff Jimmy, you need more than playoff Jimmy to beat all that the Wolves can throw at you.
I do think the Nuggets-Thunder has been one of the best series of the postseason so far. That was just a fantastic game on Sunday afternoon. The Thunder explode for 29 points in the fourth to defeat the Nuggets 92-87. We've talked about this before, Fenty, but I just love a lower-scoring playoff game. It feels like the players know how much every possession matters. They've got to step up on the defensive end. I hate watching a 130-140 game. Give me what the Thunder and Nuggets have brought every single night, and that is going to be a crucial Game 5 on Tuesday night.
I don't know what's in the air this spring among most of these playoff matchups, but we've seen a lot of just bad shooting. And that's just, I mean, you go back to that game, the last game, both of those teams were shooting pretty much under 40% or right there. And that's terrible. And that's what we're seeing with a lot of these series right now. We've seen it with the Knicks the entire playoff series. But I'll say this, Awad, when there's been a lot of, and there will always be a lot of critiques about the NBA playoffs, positive or negative, thank goodness for the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets have made this year's playoffs that much more fun. They pretty much carried the fun with now their second amazing series. That one with the Clippers was a classic, and now this one with Oklahoma City, seeing what they've been doing, has been very fun to watch, extending these series and making it look like we have a chance for another Game 7. So thank goodness for Denver.
Greatest of all time. GOAT, the term used in sports. For hockey, Wayne Gretzky. I actually think he's been really good as an analyst. For football, Tom Brady. I think he's been really bad as an analyst. NBC announced next season's NBA coverage, Michael Jordan will join as a special contributor. Does that get you fired up, Fenty?
It does, because Michael Jordan has a lot of critique points, and that's very good for a point-counterpoint discussion. He's not going to try to be everybody's best friend, and especially in a PC environment where we all have to be careful to not offend anyone to the slightest, but that includes critiques about the game. I think he'll do a good job of pointing those little things out like he always has, and he'll bring some spice to the broadcast. So while he's not a typical energy broadcaster like either one of us, Awad, he's still has a ton of knowledge of the game, and he'll be able to pick that apart, and he won't be afraid to go after people, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to feel like the 90s again, hearing Round Ball Rock on NBC and watching the NBA. I can't wait for it, and I'm with you. I think Jordan's going to be really good in that role. There's no way he's worse than Shaquille O'Neal. I can barely understand him when he talks on TNT.
You know who's worse than that? I mean, I think Shaq's good compared to this guy, but the worst maybe I ever saw of those legendary NBA players, Scottie Pippen was the worst, man. Scottie Pippen was the worst. The low of the low seed. I just, when I would see it, I'm like, wow, you know, here I am in like college learning. You have to enunciate, you have to have all this energy, you have to make sure you're on. And there was none of that. I'm like, how does this happen? Scottie Pippen without any energy or any kind of fire whatsoever, like he had on that basketball court, was the worst.
What do you think about the latest report today, Giannis wanting out of Milwaukee? Milwaukee should want Giannis out of Milwaukee because they cannot put a team around him to win games, and so they're kind of wasting his prime career, so you might as well trade him. For Giannis's perspective, I mean, he's just going to be like every typical star in the NBA that gets to a point where they feel like they want to chase rings and go other places. Will Giannis be successful in another NBA destination?
I mean, I do, but I can't fully blame the situation, because if you look at the few years since they won their championship, they've dealt with some serious injuries. Chris Middleton is their fault because he's been hurt, it seems like, the entire time since that championship. So I understand that. But at the same time, you've got Damian Lillard getting hurt like this, like towards the end of the season. It's just crushing. You had Giannis getting hurt in the playoffs. Those playoff runs and those were halted by injury. So while I'm not surprised, and whether or not Giannis is feeling like the Milwaukee franchise is doing what they can, I mean, they got Damian Lillard, but Damian Lillard was missing during crucial times, and then the year before, Giannis is missing at crucial times. So it's hard to judge, man, because they've just been hurt going into the playoffs or in the playoffs for each of the last 3 years.
Justin, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Awad.
You're listening to AWOD Radio. That was the Fast Break with AWOD, talking all things NBA with Justin Fensterman from SiriusXM. When we return live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, I promised my mom on Mother's Day I would find a way to fix all of her technology issues in her house. Did AWOD accomplish his goal on Mother's Day? Find out when we return on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. And Stubb, I told you during the tease there that my mom wanted me to do all this technology fixing in her house. It was pretty much just unplugging things and plugging them back in, but I am going to break it down right now on the non-sports segment of the day. We wanted to take this time right now to wish everybody a belated happy Mother's Day. Hope all of the moms listening, like Senorita Stubb, had a fantastic day. Did you go out to lunch or brunch with
your
mom?
We went to Can Can on Cary Street.
Ooh, that's my mom's favorite place in town.
Is it? Okay.
Awesome. Did you get the soup? Did you get any soup?
No, I got love a sandwich.
The soup. Okay. I do. I love the soup there.
Okay.
From Can Can. It's the French onion soup. It's fantastic. We went to Coastal Flats, and I feel like Richmond has everything in terms of restaurants. I love Capitol Ale House. You know, I'm at River City Roll on Fridays. Bar West is fantastic. Lunch Supper and Scott's Edition. Brenner. I mean, there's a million great restaurants. The one thing Richmond doesn't have is a great American restaurant, and not just a great American restaurant by the term, because I think Capitol Ale House is a great American restaurant. We don't have a great American restaurant, which is a restaurant group that was started in Northern Virginia that includes Coastal Flats, Ozzie's, Mike's American Grill. If you're from Northern Virginia, you've been up there, it's some of the best food around. It's unbelievable. So we went to Coastal Flats for Mother's Day with my mom, Stubb, and the blue crab and shrimp fritters were the greatest thing I ever had. It was so good. Grilled corn salsa and lobster ginger sauce in a, like, kind of like a ball that was fried with crab in it. But I posted this picture, and everyone's obsessed with the photo because there are, like, hairs growing off of this ball stub if you look at the picture. And it's just so funny because the waitress told us that it is a Dubai chocolate that is, like, really big on TikTok that, like, I guess can be turned into little strips that you then can put on the crab balls that look like they're growing hair. Anyway, it was amazing. So good. And then I had the crab cakes for dinner, or for lunch there. So good. I mean, you just, everything on the menu is to die for. They're known for their seafood. My mom, I think, got the halibut. My sister got, I think she got crispy fish tacos. It's just so good. And so after the lunch, we go shopping, and then I went back to her place, and I was able to fix all the technology issues. It was pretty simple, to be honest with you, Stubb. She had this lamp that wasn't working. Turns out the outlet just needed to be flicked on, so I just unplugged and plugged into a different outlet. Boom, all of a sudden that was working. She had an issue with Netflix, and I don't know why my parents struggle with this so much, but Netflix is like logging them out, and they cannot log back in.
You kept mentioning, yeah, it's like,
I don't know why. My dad
they're
said
fully
the issue.
Turning their TV off, like they're unplugging it at night.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I went to Netflix and it made me re-log in. So I had to do the phone thing, re-logged into Netflix, re-logged into Amazon, and then went up to her bedroom and I unplugged her TV and plugged that back in. Basically, she was having trouble with the speakers there. It was a lot of unplugging and replugging, and it was not hard, but it took some time. But I'm glad I got it done. I felt like I was a good son, you know, doing a mitzvah for the day, helping my mom with her easy technology issues that she was really struggling with. But we had a great time in Fairfax Corner yesterday. So awesome. Mother's Day. Hope everybody enjoyed Mother's Day. I was a little sad talking with my mom about her mom passing away, her grandmother, my grandmother, Sandra, and we will be going to celebrate her life on June 8th, and that is in the Jewish community. You know, bury someone, and then exactly a year later, you go back to the grave site there. You put rocks around the grave, and so it was a little bit sad thinking about my grandmother on Mother's Day. And then last night I watched the movie Nonas, a Stubb Netflix spoiler. Nonas is fantastic. It's the new Vince Vaughn movie. Okay. It's a true story about him using grandmothers to open a restaurant in Staten Island. And so after I watched the movie, I called my mom and I'm like, we have got to find some of my grandmother's recipes because she was a fantastic cook when she wanted to. She didn't do it all the time, but when she wanted to, she could make some fantastic dishes. And so that's what the movie is all about, is, you know, finding your grandmother's old recipes and putting them together. And his grandmother's Sunday sauce in the movie was fantastic. Spent the whole movie trying to find the sauce, couldn't figure it out. But yeah, I wanna start cooking some of my grandmother's recipes. And I told you, Stubb, I've been getting really into cooking.
Your sauces lately. You're in a sauce guy.
I'm a sauce guy now.
I have two. Let me send you a picture. I made a good dinner this weekend. I was really proud of it.
Really, I just, so you know, if you send this to me, don't send this to me unless you're willing to let me judge the heck out of it.
Okay.
All right. Because I remember I had a previous producer who talked about his amazing pizza. He was producing for Michael Phillips. He brought it in. He brought in the cold pizza, and I had to destroy him on air. You cannot serve me cold pizza and ask me to give you a review. So, Stubb, you can send me the picture. Maybe we'll do that later on. Dude food.
The sausage gnocchi.
Oh, did you already send it over?
I did.
Oh, okay.
The sausage gnocchi with mozzarella.
You chefed this yourself, or was the gnocchi frozen? Was this frozen gnocchi?
No, I chefed it.
You chefed it.
I chefed it.
What does that mean? What is the lettuce on top here? Is that basil?
Yeah.
I would chop that up a little bit. I don't
chop it up more?
Giant. Yeah, I'd chop up the basil to be a little smaller. You want it to be like almost muddled looking. The cheese. The best part about what you cooked is the melted cheese.
It's the melted cheese.
Top.
That's
fantastic.
The mozzarella slices. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the meat you made? Sausage?
Yeah. It's Italian spicy sausage.
How'd you cook the sausage?
I don't know. In oil on a frying pan?
Okay. Okay. No, good. Did you add garlic to the frying pan? Did you add onions to the frying pan?
I did not add onions. I added garlic, though.
Garlic, onions, butter. Add that. Use that as, dipping sauce.
I used garlic and butter for the garlic bread I made again.
Oh, you made garlic bread, too?
I did, yeah.
All right, Stub. So did you serve this to your roommates, your parents? Who ate this lovely meal?
I had two friends over. We shared it. They make me dinner a lot, too, so I'm trying to make it more.
Very cool. While you sent me this photo, I do need to tell you, somebody's got to scrub your stove. It's the most disgusting thing ever because it's so white, and there's black spots and brown spots.
I mean, there's a little bit of crust, where the sauce I was cooking dropped on.
I mean, it almost looks like there's enough crumbs there for a mouse to come and attack your stove. That's the one thing I have a problem with your stove here, though.
Okay.
But
you know what? I'll take that.
It's a good meal, though.
Thank you.
And the basil leaves are huge, though.
More cut up? I don't know. It didn't affect me.
What are you eating grass here? I mean, this is unbelievable.
But nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
I do like the way you melted the cheese. That is, and I am big on melting cheese. So that's a good meal. All right, Stubb.
All right, yeah.
Maybe I'll have to put you to the test here. Get you versus Michael Phillips. I'd love to see that.
Because
I don't think that Michael is the greatest cook.
You don't think so?
I almost guarantee you that Michael doesn't do the majority of the cooking in his place. If Michael's coming on his show and talking about how I ruined his interview with Jerome Bettis, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think he's a great chef. In fact, I would almost guarantee you that the best thing he can cook is like an omelet. And that's pretty easy. Maybe Michael will chime in later.
That's the only thing my dad knows how to make.
Oh, now Stubb's throwing Papa Stubb under the bus. You're listening to AWOD live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.